My name is Sparcello. I'm going to be your host for today. Welcome, everybody. I want to say that Republic Broadcasting Network is totally listener-funded, and we are in need of your support. If you are able to make any size donation, please would you do that in order to help keep this station on the air. I'm going to be sharing some pretty heavy information today, and that is what is happening all around the world right now and on stations like Republic Broadcast Network, because the truth has to be made known, as uncomfortable as it is. And part of what I'm going to be sharing today is forbidden language. You know, hate speech is what it's labeled when the dark side doesn't like what you say. But what I need to share is so critically important for people to understand. So I ask you to buckle in and get ready for this information. And please hold your questions until the second half of the show. Sam, if you'd be willing to take calls after the second half of the show, that would be great. Everybody, please write down your questions and hold them till the second half of the show. So today I want to talk about the alien radiation frequency web that is now surrounding our Earth. And this web, what we call the World Wide Web, there's no coincidences in the language with which they've named things. This web is said to bring us world connectivity. But we need to ask ourselves the question of what are we really connecting to when we go to this World Wide Web, especially through wireless technologies. And if you look around you, you will see that the people are not connecting with each other. In fact, many of them are ignoring their children in favor of looking at their cell phones. I've seen very young children, infants, toddlers, being completely ignored by their mothers and fathers, who are focused instead on the phone. I've seen many, many couples ignoring each other, who are instead focused on phones. So it's clear we're not connecting with each other. It's also clear that we're not connecting to nature, because we're locked into this alien device, these alien frequencies, which disrupt our connection to the natural frequencies of the Earth and from our source. So we are no longer able to receive transmissions from our source or to transmit those frequencies out to the world. Instead, we are bringing in the frequencies that are part of this alien grid, all of which are designed to trap, enslave, mutate, alter, ultimately destroy all living things on the Earth. So we're not tuning into natural frequencies. We're tuning in to lab-created frequencies that are actually generated through an attack on nature and creation. I'll explain that in a little while. So I'm going to say straight up that all of my research for my ultrasound book, for example, which took me very, very deep into the topic of non-ionizing radiation, And very deep, of course, into the topic of wireless devices as well as ultrasound. It's all what they call non-ionizing radiation. All of these devices are bringing in frequencies that are not native to this earth, that should not be on the earth. They are harmful to all living things on the earth, and they are being brought to us by an intruder species, an intruder race that has as its agenda to destroy us and all of the Creator's creations. These are Luciferians. These are literally Lucifer's children. And I'll talk to you about how they were created. I want to first give you a quote from the Ringing Cedars books, written by Vladimir Megre, M-E-G-R-E. These books are the most important books that I have ever read, and I will highly recommend these books to all my listeners, because they are the key to transforming what is happening on the earth. Not only do they expose what is happening in a very loving and gentle way, much easier than I can explain it, but they also hold a beautiful vision for the future earth and a path that we can take in order to bring this beautiful vision into form. And that path in large part concerns the way that we create children, which is a topic that I'm going to go deep into over the next number of weeks, so that we can all begin to understand how important our consciousness is in the creation of life, and how important it is to bring life to this earth in love, gently and in love, and outside of the influences of the Luciferian world. So let me give you this quote from the Ringing Cedars books. Anastasia says, "There is a planet that has six times the Earth's volume and has beings outwardly similar to man." Okay, so these creatures look like us. "Their technology is artificial and has been perfected far beyond the technology of our Earth." Now, I want you to listen closely to what I'm about to say to you. "Life on this planet was created by an element of the universe that believes itself to be on par with God and is striving for predominance over God's creations." Okay, so these beings were created by Lucifer. I'll name him Lucifer, Satan, Baal, Moloch, whatever you want to call this very dark entity, created a race of beings that are highly technologically advanced, and they look like us. So keep that in your thoughts. Also, here's something else she said. "The inhabitants of this planet have almost no feelings or emotions. Their minds work evenly and logically, with no giving in to emotional outbursts or departures from set goals." So there are beings that have almost no feelings. This enables them to do extremely cruel, abusive, unbelievably mean-spirited things to innocent living beings, because they're not feeling it, and they have a purpose. Their purpose is to destroy God's creations, and they have been carrying out their purpose for centuries. They can carry out their goals, keep their goals in mind over many, many centuries. Okay, these beings are called the Anunnaki, and they are masters of genetic modification. These are my words. These are no longer Anastasia's words, okay? These beings are masters of genetic modification and the alteration of human DNA, of all DNA, They control the medical establishment on the earth. And they have brought forth something called artificial reproductive technologies, which is one of the keys through which they intend to control what lives on this earth and what does not. So what they do not want are beings that are coming directly from our loving source, our loving creator. They don't want us on the earth. What they want is the beings that they create, who are always demonically altered. Now, I'm going to go as far as to say these beings are worshipped through the Kabbalah, through what's called the Tree of Life. And many of them worship what they call the dark side of the Tree of Life. And you can see these images from the Anunnaki that look very, very much like the images of the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life. And other images that look very similar to human DNA. You can see them working on human DNA and making alterations. Now, what I'm about to tell you is difficult to speak about, but we must speak about this. I'm sorry if I offend people. That's not my intention, but all living things need to understand the core of what is occurring on this earth right now. So there was a genetic laboratory, an Anunnaki genetic laboratory on the earth several thousand years ago called the Garden of Eden, in which these entities spliced the genetics of pristine humans. And I'll say pristine earthlings, because the word human means altered man. Okay, hue is a shade of man. All right, so these beings created a hybrid pristine earthling that had Anunnaki genetics and the genetics of pristine earthlings. And there's a quote in Genesis 2.8 where it says specifically that, "Then the Lord God, planted a garden in Eden and placed there a man whom he had formed." That man is called Adam, which is very close to the word atom, A-T-O-M, and we will see how these things are interconnected, because the manipulation of atoms is a key to how they intend to destroy our earth and all living things. So we have this happening in the very beginning of the biblical story, which is where a particular race on this earth begins their story. This race begins with a J. God forbid I should say the word, because the word itself evokes fear and terror in the memory, in the cellular memory of those who are not of this race. And not only that, but now this race has taken over what's called the legal system to make it illegal for anybody to talk about them and to tell the truth about what's happening. Hopefully you all know who I'm talking about. And if you don't believe what I'm saying here, okay, I can't do this live with you because this is not on video. We're talking through audio only. But there is a video on YouTube by a rabbi named Michael Lightman, L-A-I-T-M-A-N, and he comes straight out. He's speaking before many hundreds of the members of this race. Some are coming in through video. Some are in the room with him. He has a whiteboard behind him. And he says to them, "We are not from here." And he draws the earth. And then he draws another circle in outer space. He says, "We are from here. And our purpose is to take over, to conquer the earth." So, you know, there's some questions in the audience, like, take over the earth, because most of the people of this race don't consciously understand this at all. And so somebody says, how are we supposed to take over the earth? He says, we're being given the method as we go. We're being activated. It's kind of like we go in to the other world, you know, this world where it's going to be antagonistic for them. They get put into this world. They look like the people where they are. He says, we go in like undercover agents. We dress like the people. We act like the people. We go to work. We start a family. And most of us forget about it. We forget what we're supposed to do here. And then we get the call. Did you get the call? Did you get the call? We get activated. And then we're given instructions about what to do to conquer the earth. Okay, so this information is readily available for those who are willing and able to take it in and integrate the facts. They are out there. They are telling us what they're doing. They are telling us they're Luciferians. It is right in our face every step of the way. They are telling us they want us dead. They are creating technologies like vaccination, quote unquote, to destroy us. They're not hiding it. But we've been too afraid to look, to pay attention. So Rabbi Lightman is very well known, Lightman. You can find his videos, and if you'd like the video I'm speaking of, you can email me at JaniceBarcello@yahoo.com, and I will send you the link where you can watch and listen to this rabbi speaking. I've heard other, you know, another rabbi saying that Cain was the product of Luciferian genetics, that he was deformed, that he was mutant. And this is what made him a killer. All right, so there, they tell us what is going on. The Canaanites, you know, worshipped Moloch and Baal, have been into human sacrifice of infants and very young children, blood drinking, cannibalism, for centuries. This is why this particular race keeps getting kicked out of whatever country they take residence in, because everywhere they go, they do the same thing. They start murdering children. We have a very serious human trafficking problem in the United States and around the world. And it is because of these creatures, these hybrid creatures, and their religion, which is Luciferianism or Satanism. With respect to Rabbi Lightman, he is a Kabbalist. Okay, he's written 30 books on the subject of Kabbalah, translated into 10 languages. He gives live lessons daily, broadcast daily, on TV and internet around the world. This guy is well known. And he's smart, and he says what's up. He's not hiding anything. So what I'm going to tell you today is that the Judaic Kabbalah has been repurposed into modern nuclear physics. Okay, and that all nuclear physics, the basis for nuclear physics, is the Kabbalah. We'll be back after the break, friends.
Let's talk vaccine mandates, shall we? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Dr. Birx has admitted something that many of us were shunned and censored for saying just a few months ago. The COVID vaccine was never going to stop the transmission of the virus. With Biden and other high-profile people getting jabbed and still getting COVID, then getting COVID again, the stop the spread argument should be entirely off the table. The mRNA jab may very well keep you from getting deathly sick. And if that's true, that makes it more akin to a tetanus shot. It keeps you from getting a potentially deadly infection, but it doesn't protect anyone else at all. When was the last time an employer required you to get a tetanus shot or be fired? Please demand transparency from Congress by demanding a vote on H.R. 46. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46 for more information. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives?
I have another update on the fundraising situation. We can accept PayPal through the RBN site. You can mail in cash, check or money order made out to RBN. The postal address is 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you send in a check or money order, it needs to be made out to RBN, just the three letters, RBN. And if you have any questions, call 800-724-2719, extension 3. Feel free to call on in on this issue, and we'll try and get you squared away. The network thanks you.
All right, guys, we are back. We are back with the hard-hitting information, and I hope you will donate to this station, because I don't think you're going to get this kind of information anywhere else. Okay, so I'm coming back to the Kabbalah being repurposed into nuclear physics, and you know, I'm going to give you a few quotes and let you know that people like L. Ron Hubbard and Jack Parsons, Ed Teller, Robert Oppenheimer, Albert Einstein, okay, all of these people were Kabbalistic sorcerers, every single one of them. The history of these, I say the word people loosely, because these are extremely insane psychopaths, every single one of them was absolutely insane and extremely lethal. Their presence on this earth was lethal and continues to be lethal through the technologies that they spawned. Okay, they all had what's called a core shared interest in Hermetic mysticism in ancient Hebrew books, which described matter as being assembled from particles. Now, according to high-ranking Freemason Manly P. Hall, the radiation symbol, this is the key to what they created, is this lab-generated radiation, right? The radiation symbol is designed to represent the Luciferian conquest of our world. We have two radiation symbols that I'm aware of. One is for ionizing radiation, and one is for non-ionizing radiation. And the one that is for non-ionizing is that little symbol with the wireless waves blasting out from it, designed to represent the Luciferian conquest of our world. I'm going to read you some quotes right now so you can really get what I'm saying from Chris Everard's book called The Real Dr. Strangeloves. Nearly every major scientist on the H-bomb and A-bomb projects was from a Hebrew family background. Why? It has little to do with the fact that they shared an interest in quantum or nuclear physics, and everything to do with the fact that the splitting of the atom and manipulation of matter itself had been written into the pages of the Judaic Kabbalah. Edward Teller's family were part of the Budapest Hebrew community in Central Eastern Europe, which had taught the Zohar and Kabbalah to its people orally for hundreds of years. It is from this tiny part of Europe that all the world's leading atomic physicists come from. Every single one of the scientists, quote unquote, who contributed to the Manhattan Project was Jewish and had family roots in Eastern Europe. The strong folk heritage of Kabbalah in the family backgrounds of Oppenheimer, Teller, and many other Eastern European Hebrew scientists all point to their concerted effort to attract demonic entities to our planet. Now, I could go deep into describing the psychopathy of every one of these beings, but I'm gonna focus just on one who called himself Jack Parsons. All right, Jack Parsons was ruthlessly committed to unlocking the secrets of the dark side of the Tree of Life, the Kabbalistic Tree of Life. He was a student of Hebrew and fiercely loyal to Israel. He was a sworn black magician dedicated to Satan. Out in the Mojave Desert, L. Ron Hubbard, whose name should be familiar to all of you, he called himself Freighter H and was a fellow disciple of Aleister Crowley, head Satanist, right? So Hubbard and Parsons performed a ritual in the desert. Hubbard helped Parsons baptize himself as the son of Satan, or the Armalus, which is the Hebrew name for the Antichrist. During the Mojave Desert ritual, Parsons masturbated, offering his sperm to the dark side of the Tree of Life. Parsons conducted a giant satanic ritual aided by Hubbard called the Babylon Working. He and Hubbard projected their astral bodies into the dark abyss of Lucifer. Parsons had a sex magic partner named Marjorie Cameron, and she confessed that she had been part of the Babylon Working ritual. She said it had been devised by Parsons, Ron Hubbard, Aleister Crowley, and Manhattan Project scientists based at Los Alamos Atomic Bomb Research Unit, headed by Robert Oppenheimer. Marjorie confessed that during the Babylon Working, Parsons had sexually impregnated her at the point when the spirit of the Antichrist was bestowed on him. We're going to come back in a few seconds, folks. Sorry about the interruption. She had been made pregnant with the child of the Antichrist.
are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth. We welcome this new day on planet Earth. It's the birth of a new way.
There's so much material that I want to cover. It's just crazy. But I would like to say that I am I'm sharing this with an intention to neutralize what they've attempted to do, to throw a kink in their plans by educating people about who they are, what they are, and what their agenda is. So I'm putting that intention out there that everything I'm sharing is truly from the heart, with a wish to bring love back to this earth and to have all evil removed from the earth permanently, with no chance of re-entry. They've got to go, you know, this energy has to leave the earth. But sadly, we're participating in it. So let me get back to this, this ritual of Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard. Their goal was to create what is called, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this, homunculus moonchild, or a hybrid anatomical abomination that is part demon spirit and part human. They were breeding what the Kabbalah calls a golem, and a golem is an artificially created humanoid usually made from dead human body parts, and animated by the magician chanting incantations and mantras. So, this is very important. The homunculus or golem baby's body was repeatedly exposed to large doses of lab-created radiation while it was in the womb and outside the womb in order to make this creature's body more easily inhabited by demonic forces. So, can it possibly be just a coincidence that almost all babies being born today are exposed to high levels of radiation while in utero through ultrasound, ultrasonic radiation, which is a combination of electromagnetic and acoustic radiation, and also through parental use of wireless technologies like cell phones, Wi-Fi in the house, baby monitors, cordless phones, smart meters on the house, wireless thermostats, smart appliances of all kinds. The children are chronically exposed to radiation 24/7 all around the world today. So it's my guess that these technologies have been deliberately mainstreamed into our society as a way of making all children more accessible and more easily influenced by Luciferian forces. This is also why they are using the body parts of aborted human babies in the creation of vaccines. By the way, they even use human infant foreskins in the creation of vaccines, and then inject this dead material into the bodies of pregnant mothers and very young children. Are they trying to turn all children into Luciferian golems? You betcha. Andy, did you want to ask a question? Make a comment.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for being on the show.
Is Andy on the line, Sam?
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Okay, good. All right, great. Hey, thank you, Janice. I really appreciate you taking my call. You were talking about the Anunnaki and whatnot, and you were talking about the DNA altering that they are able to do and whatnot. Are you going off of Zachariah Sitchin's interpretation of the Anunnaki, or is there somebody else that's done better? Because I've heard many different documentaries that Zachariah Sitchin was paid to do what he did in many cases. What he said. I mean, and then here's the big question. If this world has been continuous from one point to another, how come we lost communications with these people? How come we can't figure out what they actually said? How come we can't determine? There's lots of things that hieroglyphs and stuff that we have no determination about. And what's really going on with this, this whole planet thing here? But did you get your information from Zachariah Sitchin?
Actually, I've never read any of his books, but I know who he is, and I know that he put forth the false assumption that they improved on the pristine Earthlings through the genetic modification process. So his assumption, of course, is it's a satanic suggestion that the Creator is fallible and created an inferior project, and that these creatures who were created by Lucifer could actually come in and make something better. It's the same kind of argument they give with circumcision, like, oops, the Creator made a mistake, we got to cut up your foreskin so that you can be more healthy. Okay, it's a complete Luciferian reversal. So Sitchin probably was paid, and the thing about these people is that they put forth a lot of truth with lies in order to lure people in with the truth and then to undermine what's really going on with these falsehoods. So I've never read any of his books. I wouldn't trust it enough to read any of his books. And my information comes from a variety of sources and very, very deep research, but also through participation in ceremonial work for the activation of my original blueprint, my original genetic design, through which there is a remembering process that goes on. If you read the Ringing Cedars books, you will begin to understand what pristine earthlings are capable of and how much information we have access to once we can restore ourselves to our original condition. Right now, it's a tremendous amount of work because we've all been corrupted through vaccination, through exposure to nuclear technologies and various other radiation-emitting technologies, through genetically modified foods, through altered air, altered soil. They are coming at us from every angle to undermine our capacity to experience ourselves and this earth in the way the Creator designed it and designed us.
You also, you know, fluoride and bisphenol A, which is an estrogen mimicker, put in all the lining of your water bottles, your little fruit juices, your cans of food. I mean, and that's, you know, it hyperthermates women and it makes men petite, if you will. But is it your contention that the truth that we believe we're hearing, I mean, what you're saying and what you're talking about, you believe is the truth. And where you got it from, you believe was a great source. And where I get my information from, I think is a good source too. But I am ever so often questioning even the great sources of my information, simply because everything and anything, when you pursue it to the point where you just, I can't understand this no more, it is all a lie. Everything and anything that we've ever been taught is a lie. So when you put out what you believe is the truth, and we're really close on it, if we're not right on, we're really close on it, but how do we justify to the people that what we're saying right now is the truth? I mean, with things like Zachariah Sitchin and stuff.
You cannot justify it. You have to encourage people to go and do their own research. This is a key. You know, in my ultrasound book, there are over 1,600 citations. It was painstaking work for me to put all the citations from all the studies and all the other sources that I gathered together to come to the conclusions I'm giving you today about this energy, about who's responsible, about the agenda behind it all. And we're in the the thick of it right now. And we're time is short. Like we really don't have much time to get people thinking about this and making
sense. It is really short. Time is really short. I feel it. You feel it. You know it. But the thing is that nobody's interested in the truth. Everybody just wants to live their lives, which you cannot argue with them. They just want to go to school, come home, eat their little Twinkie, you know, play their video games and do their stuff. And that's the whole life that's been given to us. The one thing that we really need to do is get rid of these smartphones, get rid of these TVs, and let's get back to Earth.
I'm coming to that, Andy. I really appreciate your input, but I want to continue with this information. I thank you so much for calling in, and you're right. Absolutely. We got to get rid of the phones, and I'm coming to that. And I do think people want to hear the truth. That's why people are listening today.
Gotcha. And thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. Okay, so let me continue with this and to let you know that Parsons actually blew himself up in his home laboratory while he was building what's called a devastating, horrid, planet killer superbomb funded by the state of Israel. Okay, so to these Kabbalistic sorcerers All right. This energy, the bomb and all radiation emitting frequencies, this represents their God. This is the deity to whom they refer to as the God of forces in the Bible. The God of forces bequeaths his divine Luciferian current. By using the supernatural energy current, the Masonic potentates of the Illuminati believe they will destroy their enemies and establish the final kingdom on planet Earth. That kingdom will be a Jewish utopia, overseen by a Jewish Messiah, the Antichrist. That's where this is heading, folks. So let me just explain real quickly. How do they generate this current, this supernatural electromagnetic frequency signal? I'm going to tell you how they do it. They do it by smashing atoms to smithereens. Now, what they do is they strike the atoms with projectiles. They hurl particles at the nuclei of the atoms with atom smashing machines. They blast atoms through these high voltage devices that force them to crash into metal targets. Okay, and these aggressive maneuvers cause the electrons that are circling around the nucleus of the atom, get knocked out of their orbit or knocked out of the atom entirely. And sometimes the nucleus of the atom is destroyed. Now, when an electron is knocked out of its orbit, the resulting energetic output is called non-ionizing radiation. When the electron is knocked out of the atom entirely, this is called ionizing radiation. And when the nucleus of the atom is disrupted or destroyed, the resulting energetic output is called nuclear radiation. So how is this radiation happening? All right, after the attack, the atoms work frantically to try to put themselves back together and restore themselves to their original balanced state. So they emit radiation in their frantic efforts to recover from these attacks. What I'm saying to you right now is that all lab-generated frequencies and radiation are coming from the energy of trauma, extreme stress, extreme abuse, and extreme violence. Atoms are the basic building blocks of creation, of manifest reality. Any entity engaged in attacking or trying to harm or destroy an atom is involved in an attack against creation itself and against manifest reality. These molecules, and keep in mind, our bodies are made up of millions of atoms, and our bodies that are now chronically exposed to these frequencies and to this radiation are now also chronically trying to recover from the assault, and we are also emitting radiation in our attempts to recover. This is a trauma-based energy. Everything they do is based on trauma, inflicting trauma and abuse. And then the output from the traumatized energies, from the traumatized beings, gets harvested and recycled through various devices so that it can ricochet out all over the world, branching out to every corner of the world, creating more stress and trauma, which is more food for these creatures. That's what the entire wireless grid is about. 100%, it's about traumatizing this Earth to the point where it explodes, where it implodes, where it's ixnay gone. Okay? That's the bottom line, folks. And we're participating in this by using wireless devices. And if anybody has the guts, the courage to make changes and doesn't know how, email me and I can set up a session with you and walk you through how to make changes in your home and your life so that you're no longer part of this, contributing to this, or being one with the Luciferian world. Okay, now we talk about CERN, because CERN is an atom-smashing machine. They call it a particle accelerator. It is an atom-smashing machine where atoms are being smashed to smithereens by Kabbalistic sorcerers, also called physicists. This, the Large Hadron Collider, located at CERN, is said to be able to destroy the fabric of time-space, to open wormholes and portals to other dimensions, including a portal to the upside down, which is apparently where dark and dangerous entities will come out and seep into our world through the cracks in the fabric of time-space that CERN and all of its devices are creating. But this has been going on for 100 years, folks, with these technologies. That's why the world has become so utterly satanic. They've opened portals constantly. According to physicist Stephen Hawking, they are looking for what's called the God particle. They claim they found the God particle, or the Higgs boson. All right, the God particle found by CERN could destroy the universe. It has the potential to trigger a catastrophic vacuum decay, which would cause space and time to collapse, and we would not have any warning. Now, I want you to listen closely, because this gets to the bottom line, basically, of things. All right, these machines at CERN, one of them is called Alice, is studying the quark-gluon plasma, where atoms literally melt away into a super hot soup. Anybody feeling like they're melting away during the summer as you are living in a microwave oven that now surrounds our Earth? Anybody noticing? And they're blaming it on climate change, of course, that they are 100% creating with their chemtrails and their radiation. All right, the other machine, another machine aims to study the beauty quark, which can teach them about the difference between matter and its destructive twin, antimatter. When matter and antimatter touch, they annihilate each other. Now, according to these psychopaths, the Big Bang ought to have created matter and antimatter in equal amounts, but it seems to have made an excess of matter. That matter now surrounds us. The imbalance between matter and antimatter has no explanation. Basically, what they're saying here is there's too much good in the world. The Creator put too much good here, and not enough of the forces of destruction and the forces of evil. And there's no explanation for this imbalance, but these creatures are going to correct it. And the way that they're going to correct the imbalance is by ritually opening portals to allow demonic energies and entities to pour into the Earth dimension and destroying, murdering, poisoning, mutating, annihilating, or otherwise extinguishing as many innocent living beings as possible, because these innocent beings are particles of the good, particles of divine love. And therefore, they must be eliminated from the earth and returned back to their source in order to create balance. Now, in the tradition of these psychopaths is a concept called Tikkun Olam, which refers to various forms of action that must be taken by this group in order to repair and improve the world. In Lurianic Kabbalah, the repair is mystical, to return the sparks of divine light to their source by means of ritual performance. Here's another quote. The goal of Tikkun Olam repair is to separate what is holy from the created world, thus depriving the physical world of its very existence, ending history. Are you listening? This is the repair that they're planning. There's no coincidence that there are ritual performances like the 2016 100% satanic ritual that took place at the Gothard Tunnel near CERN, okay, where we had Lucifer, scarab beetles, baby Lucifers flying down from the sky and walking the planet, people turning into zombies, you know, starting to have sex all over the stage because they're being programmed through the frequencies coming through their devices. Sacrificial victims hanging dead during the ritual, you know, similar to the sacrificial victims now hanging dead from water towers where there's microwave transmitters all over the towers and they're dropping dead from the microwaves. And the media is saying it's from the sun, the heat from the sun. I have images of this in my ultrasound book and in my radiation book. People are dying. Not just people, birds dropping dead, insects dying in droves. Because of us, because of our willingness to A, allow this grid to go up, to B, drive around in our cars with the coexist bumper stickers. We cannot coexist with evil, my friends. You have to make a choice. I will not coexist with evil. I'm walking away. I'm saying no to all Luciferian technologies. That includes wireless devices, pornography, television, alcohol, pharmaceutical drugs, and more. I'm hearing the music already. I haven't finished, but I guess it's time. Feel free to email me with questions or comments. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. I appreciate all of you being here. And thanks to Republic Broadcast Network, please, please support us with your donations. We really need your support. Thank you very much, everybody. And thank you, Sam.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.